Now, we were speaking last week in the context of litter fines increasing and an incident of fly tipping in Tralee on Friday about, I suppose, how you keep areas clean, how we clamp down on this. And the positive side of it is there's been less instances of it this year, but there are still problems and still issues. With me on the line to talk about this from the point of view of St. Vincent de Paul and what they do, particularly with collections that are closed banks, is Junior Locke. Junior, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy.
No, this is something kind of semi-related to what happened on Friday, but there's an issue with regards to the closed banks. What is it, and what are you looking for the public to do, Junior, to help you out?
Yeah, it's even this morning it happened, Jory, in one of our the car parks inside in Tralee. The same one as the fly tipping was done last week. People with good intentions come with bags of clothes to drop into the closed bank. There's too much in the bags, they won't go into the slot, so they let them outside. What happens then, Jory, is if the birds don't pick at them, there's humans will pick at it and bust the bag open, take what they want to take out of the bag and leave the rest go to the wind. Then someone else comes along and sees a load of rubbish there, they'll say it's classed as rubbish and they'll put another bag down and just builds up. So look, so we're asking people is not to leave bags outside any clothes bins or outside our shops. It is actually, if you're caught, you will be done as littering because it clearly states you do not leave bags around outside shops or clothes bins. That stuff itself, Jory, is no more good to us. Once the bags are left out in the elements, we don't know what's in the bags or how, like if it's been raining down or someone has done something to it. So we have to dispose of it so there's a charge.
So the second you leave it down beside the clothes bank, Junior, it's no more good for your charity intentions on it. How regularly are they emptied, Junior? What's the demand like for clothes banks? What you're seeing?
We review ours constantly. I give an example of the Garvey's car park in the Garvey's car park in Tralee.
Yeah.
We have four bins inside there. We empty them 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and we monitor it over the weekend. Now, we have given a commitment to the council if it needs more, we will do more. But what happens is the bins are not full. It's just the bags that people are bringing are too big to go into the slot. Now, our slots are reduced size compared to what they used to be years ago because we had to put safety mechanisms in the closed banks to stop people going in and taking out stuff.
Right.
And people get trapped in them. Now the mechanisms are reducing that. So what I'm asking people is, look, put them into smaller bags, they will go in, or drop them into any of the charity shops around, or even to Mona Valley here, or our donation centre in Mona Valley, where there's parking, and drop the bags, and then the charity will get the full use out of it, not a cost on the charity.
And it doesn't turn into a litter situation, as you're seeing now, with people dropping the bags beside the clothes bins.
No, and we're working with the County Council, and they've done a fantastic job. And the Tidy Towns Committee, Brendan O'Brien has always been on to me there. Like, they've done a fantastic, and we need to work with them and try to help them to make sure that they win again next year. And by people dropping bags outside shops and outside clothes bins, that won't help anybody, you know.
Yeah.
And they've done a fantastic job. So please, please, look, help the Tidy Towns, help the council and help us, you know, not to have the extra charge on having to dispose of this because we will have to dispose. So you might as well just put it into your own rubbish bin if you leave them down outside the clothes bin.
Junior, final point, I'd imagine all clothes banks are having similar problems from all charities, but is there a wider question here? Are we buying far too many clothes than what's needed as a society?
St. Vincent Paul has been harboring on about this for a long time, the fast fashion of our Boohoo's and Shein, the stuff from Shein, Prison Thing, Misguide, all these fast fashion are come today, gone tomorrow, and we'll get so much of them. Yes, look, it's a bigger job, and maybe this €3 onto Temu and Shein is going to reduce it. Maybe so, Jory, but at the moment, it's still there. It's still coming through.
Far too many people buy them 1 month, they dump them the next month, and it's an environmental problem in the meantime.
Yes, and it's where it goes, Jerry. Not all, we are, I said, the only charity in Kerry using clothes bins that actually put them back into our shops, and they go back out as a reuse. You know, yeah. So Jura Close Bins maybe mightn't do that. And I know for a fact they don't do it in Kerry. But our ones, yes, 100%, we will go through the process. And if we deem it not suitable for wearing, if there's a stain or a tear or something like that, it will go to two recycling companies that we send them to.
Yeah.
To be recycled.
Yeah. Okay, you know, Junior, listen.
If this keeps going, Jerry, I suppose, look, our bins will have to be moved. We lose out on it because we're not getting the clothes in. It will probably have an effect on charity shops because they'll be inundated and stuffed in, and there'll be health and safety issues, and no one's going to win out of it. So, look.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Good advice, Junior. Thanks very much for talking to us on that one program this morning. That's Junior Locke there, Smith & Potts, saying, look, just help them out. Put it into the bin, smaller bags. Do not leave them on the street outside the shop, or do not leave them beside the bag. You might as well be throwing it into a bin yourself if that's the case. And that advice for you out there. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the program.